I just came up on one of my memories here.
Memories.
So, today's not the exact day. I guess today's just the day the picture was posted. So, it would have been 12 years and a couple days ago today that Nebraska's spring game got canceled because of storms.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Jim Cantore was in town. So, there's a picture of me. The Weather Channel had a camera guy go out and, like, you know, do man on the street stuff. So here's me hanging out with the guy with the Weather Channel microphone in
my
hand.
Look at you.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Let me see if I can put this on the stream. Here's me and the guy.
Look at all that hair.
Yeah, I know. That's the most amazing part of it.
Look at all that promise. It looks like Jim Harbaugh is working for the Weather Channel.
Look at how long my khaki shorts were.
That's how they were wearing them, and those socks
were
high up.
Dude, 2012 was happening. Yep. I thought I looked really good that day, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I did not. That was a long time ago. And then it was, the next year or 2 years later where Bo brought out the cat?
That's right, yeah.
A lot of memorable spring games. What will be the memorable part of the spring game this year? I guess the year after they got canceled was the Jack run, right? And then it was the Bo-Cat. And then every other game since then has been completely unmemorable.
Oh, no.
Well, I guess I do remember Nebraska turning it over so many times last year, and we were all like, it's a spring game. I'm going to be watching for that one this year. By the way, you're on notice. Don't turn that thing over during the spring game because I'm holding it against you all summer.
Dylon 80-yard bomb on the opening play.
If Dylon throws an 80-yard pick on the first play, we're going to have problems all summer long.
Yeah.
I'm taking some of that stuff seriously. Maybe they do the Nebraska Spring League, that, you know, they have split into three teams or whatever, and it's like the Rattlesnake Boys and the whatever and the whatever. Maybe they do something involved with that at this year's spring game. Maybe Joey Chestnut shows up and eats hot dogs.
Now there's an idea.
Yeah. Lane already took it, though.
And it almost killed Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, Joey Chestnut choked on a wet bun.
An American hero.
That would have been horrible.
It would have been horrible because so many people would have had to say wet bun when reading the news.
I like saying it. It's kind of funny for me. But for news anchors, they do not like saying wet bun.
Poll question, do news anchors like saying wet bun?
Quote, wet bun? No chance. They get super uncomfortable. For me, it's perfect. I'll say wet bun all day long. All right, so speaking of Matt Rhule, let's go to Matt Rhule from yesterday. He spoke after practice about a variety of different things, including which the state of the transfer portal. The portal is open. Matt Rhule seems to be indifferent. I'll tell you what, like, I like basically everything about this quote. We'll talk about it in a second. Here's Rhule.
Yeah, I mean, I think if anybody on our team wants to go in the portal, it's open today. That's their right. You know, obviously no one has yet. I don't anticipate anybody going in. When we get done with spring, guys will have a couple days to see if something's best for them. You know, our guys are really transparent. We've had players on our team already have people from other teams contact them, you know, come in, walk in, say, coach, look at this, show us a text message, show us this. Just it's a sad state of college football when, you know, but the problem's not the players. Let me start there. The problem's not the players. So I love our guys. I want everyone to be here. But I also want them, you know, I mean, you know, we had guys transferred to other places last year. I've talked to their coaches. I've talked to them, how they doing. And once you've played for me, you play for me for life. So, maybe it's a unique challenge in terms of some guys, like, should I, you know, but we're pretty transparent with our guys. Like, if they want to come talk to us, we're here to talk to them. I ask the coaches after scrimmages to meet with guys one-on-one. I'm always available. So, I just don't think it's really prudent, and maybe this is Pollyannish, but like, I don't think it's prudent for me to like coach guys thinking about the portal, you know, because like the worst thing you can ever do for a young person is not have high standards for them and not push them to greatness. So if you're afraid of pushing them because they might go to the portal, then probably don't have the right guy anyway. So, you know, I'm sure things will happen, good, bad, but we're just going to coach the guys, try to get the team better, and pour everything we have into our players, both on the field, off the field, and personally. And, you know, if something happens, it happens.
They, like, I don't know. That might seem boilerplate to you guys. I think that's just another example of Matt Rhule. You know, like, he's not just saying, people always say, like, he's saying all the right things. Like, okay, he is. But what is he, to me, my takeaway of that quote is his projection of how confident and comfortable he is with his own organization, that projecting the idea that it doesn't matter who jumps in, it doesn't matter who we get out of the portal, and like whoever is on our roster, whatever happens with that, we are going to be this. Here are the staples that you can expect of Nebraska football. And it doesn't depend on any one player. It doesn't depend on any one coach. As we've talked about before, like the idea, you know, when Rhule said, hey, if Tony White leaves, like, you got to understand this. We've always been good at defense everywhere we've been. And so it's getting, I think part of it is getting Nebraska fans out of the habit of doing that piece of it, like putting all of your hopes and dreams behind one specific person. Like, we have been guilty of that over the years. And Matt Rhule has been the calming voice this entire time. And he says to us, look, you know, there might be a surprise or two. Who knows? There might be some guys who go into the portal, and we're going to help them. If they want to leave, then we'll get them a spot. If they don't want to stick it out, they don't want to stick it out. Great. It just gives another guy an opportunity, because every other guy on this roster, regardless of if he's, you know, higher or lower on the depth chart than the guy who left, has already met the standard, right? Like, they, in order to play here, you have to go through a rigorous amount of things in order to actually be on the roster. So you've already met that standard to a certain degree. So, like he said it in the past, and obviously there's really good players, there's average players, there's some players that shouldn't be out there. And Matt Rhule's job is to find the best guys to put out there. But at the same time, I think you could feel confident that the operation is really solid. But more specifically, I appreciate his confidence and self-awareness of what they're trying to do, who they're trying to be, and just their program in general. Yeah. Because that's a very calming thing. Like, yes. I said, fans look at this stuff, it's like, oh, well, we lost another one of our running backs. What are we going to do now? You know, we lost another one of our wide receivers. What are we going to do now? Are we dead? Are we not? Are we back? Are we not back? Like, we look at it so linearly, so binary. And it's like, no, Matt Rhule's trying to tell you exactly the opposite of that. It is not about any one guy. And by the way, all that's, he's setting the stage and the scene for all of that. And guess what? It hasn't actually happened. Nobody that you care about has even gone into the portal yet. And maybe nobody will. But he's laying that groundwork and he's saying, all right, if it does happen, here's how you should react. If we do get a guy, here's how you should react. Don't take his calmness about it for inactivity in the portal trying to recruit guys. They work. They work hard, unlike some coaches.
He is
one of the first things he said in that quote, Josh, was we work hard. Or maybe it was actually in the bus podcast. He was like, we work hard in recruiting. And I'm like, ooh, you guys freaked out last year when you thought he was calling out Deion Sanders. That kind of felt like he was calling out Deion Sanders, especially coming off of, you know, his players asking for to slide the DMs on Twitter if you're in the portal. Like, give me a break. They work hard. So you have confidence in that they work hard, and they have a good understanding of what they're doing, and they have done it before. Like, he is such a calming presence for this fan base. Like, you almost have no choice but to trust him, because he's going to do whatever he thinks is best. It's and everybody in the program has that thing. Like, it's I really appreciate that from him. I really do.
He is a man that you can tell is super comfortable with everyone behind him's level of give a darn.
Yeah.
Like, I know what I've got in my locker room. I know that everyone is moving towards the same goal. And
well, he's got it right. Like, yeah. The idea is not, he said it in that quote. It's like, not how much can we throw at guys in the NIL market, and how much do our, like, I always talk about this with baseball. You know, people think they want to see home runs and strikeouts. People think they want to see guys throw 100 miles an hour and hit 500-foot home runs. But what they actually want is running people running the bases and the ball being in play and action, plays at the plate, stolen bases, stuff like that. Like, I really believe that.
I don't know. I watched Jack Caglione last night.
That went very far. Me but too. Then you know what? There was like a 4-minute stop in action because they had to go find the baseball. It was yes. 6 miles away. So like it, you know, that's what I always say for baseball. But he has a good idea about the human condition as well. He goes, you know, like we talk about NIL all the time. It's the thing that, you know, the college football universe kind of circles around at this point. But what kids really want, yes, they would appreciate a little money on the side. It's nice. But what kids really want is to go somewhere and know that they're going to leave a better person and a better player. When you come here, you are going to get developed, and it's going to be hard. That's what's going to happen, though. But guaranteed, it's going to happen. We talked about it with Creighton and McDermott a couple weeks ago. We brought up the idea of development. I can name very few guys. I can name very few guys that have gone through that program and have not gotten better. Whether they left after their freshman year, they were a bench guy and they went and played somebody somewhere else because they realized that they weren't cut out for that level, or they were the 3-year, 4-year developmental guy. Like, look at Carl Brenner and Trey Alexander. Those are just a couple examples, but there's so many. It's hard to be in that program and not get better, and it's going to be the same thing at Nebraska. It's hard to be in that program and not get better. That's ultimately what you want. Kids want to play football. They want to get better at football. They think they want money. They think they want all this. And so he has enough confidence to say that out loud and say, hey, look, you know, if we get some guys that want to leave and go into the portal and they're getting offered all this crap from other schools, then, like, great. They probably weren't here for the right thing in the first place. The culture is taking a hold. Right? Like, The culture has a grasp on the program mm-hmm. at this point. And I have sensed an air almost of comfort from Rhule during this spring ball in that. I think that's natural because last year during spring ball and last year during fall camp, you're doing all these things and they're new. You're experiencing the first blank with Matt Rhule, the first game, the first practice, the first mat drills, the first whatever, you know, the first summer deal. Like, you had to go through that one time. But he's got most of his roster back. He had experienced guys last year. And now I think Matt Rhule gets to kind of chill out a little bit. He gets to kind of chill out a little bit.
Little bit of an exhale.
Last year, I got the sense that last year, in the situation that he was in last year, the culture setting, that piece of it, he really likes that. He really likes getting down and dirty. You know, he likes being in it every single day, but it's hard work. I don't think he has to do that as much this year. I think he can let his coaches coach. I think he can let his players play. I think he can let his players lead. They know what they're doing. They can let them have fun. They don't have to watch how they're doing from a mental perspective all the time. That's yet to be seen, by the way, and how that proves itself out during a football game. But, yeah, I think it's just a program that gives off the air right now of confidence and comfort. They walk into the place, and they know what they're doing. I'm telling you, people get triggered about the whole Creighton thing. Like, I think, and once again, we talked about I talked about the idea of doing the local coach trust rankings. But, you know, you watch Creighton men's basketball go about their business. They are confident. They are comfortable. They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly where they're going. They know how much work they have to put in. That is a confident chin-up program. And They walk around and they own that all the time. I think Nebraska football is on that path. And I trust both of their coaches a lot at this point. Max has been around longer, so I probably trust him more. But, you know, Rule gets it. He really does.
Sure seems like it.
That's my read on the situation. I feel good about it. All right, quick break. We'll come back. Any comments on that, we'll take them on the other side. And still more to come on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone. But first, a reminder, this week's Zone deal is to the Woodcliff Restaurant, voted Omaha's best outdoor patio, perfect for a romantic dinner for two or a family dinner. Enjoy all of Woodcliff's delicious food with a perfect view of Woodcliff Lake. Don't miss Thursday's weekly burger special or Friday's fish special. This week on the Zone deal, get two $25 gift vouchers, which is a $50 value, for just $25. On sale Friday at 9 on our website, 1620thezone.com.